Hey guys, my name is Nicole Carlson and welcome to The Nicole Carlson Show. This show is about coming back to yourself and living the life you desire. And the reason this is so, so important to me is because in my 20s, I was living a life that I hated. I was married to a man that I didn't trust. And I was in a career I hated. And I felt dead inside. I felt empty inside. And I felt trapped. And I just shut down emotionally and just lived my life on autopilot. And I know that so many of us are doing this. And I know that we are shut down because we're in pain. We feel like we have to compromise. We feel like we have to give up on what we want to get some of what we want. And we're miserable. And I believe that what happens is we have some pain, we start living like this, and then something happens in our life where we have sort of an awakening. And for me, my mom got cancer at 47, and she passed away before she even turned 48. And that was big for me because I realized that time is short. We only have so long on this earth. And I knew that I couldn't keep living the way I was living, if you could even call it that. But I didn't know what to do. I did not know how to change my situation. And so what I did was I got a divorce. I sold my house. And one day I quit my job. I sold my car 1 hour later. And the next day I was on a one-way ticket to Spain. And I traveled over the next 8 months. And then I kept coming back and then leaving and traveling again. Here's the thing. I didn't heal from my pain. I didn't take care of some of the things that I was going through in my 20s. And so my problems followed me. My problems followed me in my 30s. Because if you do not fix whatever's going on in your relationship to money, in your business, those problems will follow you. So you can leave that relationship. You can leave your business. You can get a new job that pays you more money, but you are going to fall into the same patterns because there's healing that needs to be done. We have subconscious things going on, beliefs that keep us from really making a change in our lives, from really being able to flip that switch. And so I wanted for me to start living my life and doing what I wanted to do and feeling alive. And once I got that, I wanted that for other people because I saw that so many people were going through the same thing I was, where they had problems in their marriage and problems in their relationships and trauma that they hadn't healed from. And they were hurting. And it is causing them money problems and problems in their business, and they feel trapped. And I want them to know that there's a solution. There's an out. And it could be a one-way ticket to Spain, but it doesn't have to be that. You can heal and go through figuring out who you are and what you want in the comfort of your own home. And so that's what this podcast is about. That's what this show is about. And if you are here today and you're listening to my podcast and you're listening to these shows, what I want you to know is that you can change everything in your life. You have the power to do that. And I want to give you as much as I can to help empower you. But really, ultimately, it's up to you. So there's a few things I have for you besides the show. If you go to my, I have a Facebook group called The Revival. If you go to Facebook, type in The Revival or go into the show notes, there is a link to my Facebook group where I have Facebook Lives and I give you guys more support. So that is free for everyone. I also, if you go to the show notes, have a free training, how to 10X your life and get the passion you crave. That is also in the show notes. So go check that training out. And then for a very select few, if my message resonates with you, if you know that you are in this situation where you are unhappy in your life, basically, but in your relationships and in your business or in your career, and you feel like just everything is off in your life, then there's an application in the show notes to apply to work with me. So go to the show notes, check that out, and apply to work with me. And we'll see if we're a good fit, and then we'll go forward. Okay, so these are palm trees in the background, even though you can't, oh, there you can see it. And we're jumping on early because I'm hungry and I need to eat. This has really been on my heart, not only just today, but my entire life. Because I know what it's like to make $200,000 a year and to have the perfect house and the perfect husband and the perfect career and still be miserable. And as you guys know, you can create exactly the life that you want. You can literally think something up and create it with your mind, right? And then manifest it into your life. And though you may not know how to manifest, or you may be like figuring this stuff out slowly, the thing of it is you can do that, and that's life. Like, you get to have fun with your life. You get to have your desires. You get to create exactly what you want. You get all these things. But if you've been alive long enough and you've, this is really a good spot. We picked a good spot tonight. If you've been alive long enough to go through the ups and downs, you know that just because you have all the things, just because you have the soulmate relationship, just because you have the money, just because you have the six-pack abs, does not mean that you are truly happy. And what I've found is that I've gone through having all these things, but been in this really scarcity mindset. Like, with the belief that I didn't have enough time, that I had to rush through life, that I didn't have enough money, that I had to like squeeze every bit of money out, that I didn't have enough love, that I just, there just wasn't enough. And if you feel this way,
Maybe you are trying to cram everything into your day so that you can really enjoy your life. But if you're cramming everything into your day, if you're cramming everything into your day, into your life, you're actually missing your life. I've done that. I've gone through college twice. Gone through and tried to like cram in and get all the hours in for my business and build my business, and just with this mindset that there isn't enough time and I need to squeeze every drop and really use what I have because there's like time, you know, time is running out, or all these lies that aren't true. And time doesn't really exist. And we could talk about that more in one of my coaching programs and how you can manifest time. But if you're of the mindset that there's not enough time, not enough money, that there's just possibly a lack, and that you may not get what you want even if you did try. If you have those kind of beliefs, then you're going to not enjoy the journey. You're going to manifest the soulmate relationship, like some of my clients already have, right? You can manifest the soulmate relationship. You can manifest the money. You can manifest all these things. But in the end, are you really going to be happy? And no, if you have this belief that there's not enough time, then you're not going to take the time that you need to take to enjoy the little things in life. You're not going to stop and smell the roses. All these things that you don't think that you have time for, friends, family, love, relationships, those are the things that make life. I am being very daring by sitting on the grass again. Those are the things that make life. Those are the things that we also put last. Fun. We put that last because we think there's not enough time. And really, if you are into manifesting and you believe the things that I'm saying, then the only way to make money and to make a substantial amount of money is to love your life, to love what you do, to do something you love, and to have fun. And the more fun you have, the more money you make. And all of these ideas, this is the first time you've heard these ideas, are counterintuitive to what you believe and what you've been told. But if you look at the people that do it right, and really look at their lives, the people that you admire that have the happiness and the manifested lives, if you look at those people, they're living their life with what seems like an infinite amount of time, an infinite amount of money. Now, I want you guys to look at someone like Tony Robbins and the level he's playing at. There is no way that he could have created everything that he created without manifesting time. You can actually manifest time. Totally possible. Okay? And there's no way that he could have achieved everything that he's achieved without manifesting. And if you look at what he teaches, and if you don't know who Tony Robbins is, I think everybody does, but message me. There's no way that he could have achieved everything that he achieved without manifesting. And what he teaches, priming, is on the way to manifesting. Like, everything that he teaches, it teaches you to manifest. Oh, who's on? Say hi. Oh, and whoever's on the replay, is just say replay. Everything that Tony teaches is on manifesting, is how to manifest, because that's how he's built his life. There is no scarcity of time. There is no scarcity of money. But I grew up in this, you have to be frugal, you have to be responsible. And while you do need to be responsible, what about being responsible to your soul? Saying yes to your soul. Maybe taking a crazy trip to Miami doesn't, like, I'm here for no reason. There's no reason why I'm actually here. I'm just here because my soul needs to be happy. And I actually don't know why I booked. I just booked because this being in Miami or traveling allows me to live my best life. It allows me to tap into my creativeness. It allows me to get outside the box and get outside the rules that I've created for myself. Because I see them. I'm still like creating rules. This has to happen before this happens, and it's bullshit. Like, you get what you believe that you get. Okay, so as you watch this, and as you go through these videos, I want you to write in your questions, because this stuff goes really deep. And I know that whatever layer you're on, like whatever you're going through right now, you're going through a certain layer, but you could go back through these videos and go to the next layer. These things that I'm teaching you are so profound, and it took me a really long time to get these concepts that time isn't real and that you can manifest time. And I'm still getting this stuff. I'm still trying to understand, and trying to understand why no one's on. I know I'm early, but maybe people aren't getting notified. You can manifest time. You can manifest your soulmate relationship. You can manifest money. You can manifest so much, but you have to know that you have the power to manifest and actually know how to manifest. And of course, you need to break through any blocks. Well, that blocks are preventing you from believing that you can manifest. So if you believe that you can manifest, you've broken past the blocks, right? So drop in your questions, because here's the thing. I want you guys to get the support that you need, and I know that you guys need so much more support than you're asking for. And I posted earlier today to show up and ask for support, right, through this group. Show up and ask your questions, get support, because I want you guys to go to the next level. I want to help you get to the next level. But all I can do is show up, answer questions, and if you guys don't ask your questions, that's on you, right? you get what you ask for in manifestation. And if you don't ask for something, then it can't help you, right? I love you all so much, and I want good things for you. And I know it's possible, but stop holding yourself back by not showing up, by not asking questions. Like, ask your questions. Let's do this. Let's create your best life. Okay. I know this was a crazy in-depth Facebook Live, and you could probably watch it a couple times and think, what the fuck? So ask your questions. I can do more Facebook Lives on this stuff, but you guys gotta ask your questions. Okay, that's it. I love you all, and drop in your questions. Bye.
Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment, because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.